The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, August 9th. What to know today about the gun debate, big tech in Washington, and a new UN report involving climate change. Plus, a famous field gets a first-of-its-kind baseball game, Google Maps offers augmented reality directions, and 25 years of friends. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, it seems lawmakers do not plan to cut their vacation short to debate gun laws after all, but they do plan to make it a major issue when they're back on Capitol Hill next month. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told a radio station that the Senate will consider two things when it comes to gun control: expanded background checks and those red flag laws we talked about earlier this week, where a family or law enforcement can ask a judge to consider taking firearms away from someone they're concerned about. An assault weapons ban will likely also be part of this debate, since Democrats are pushing for it, but Republicans are less than enthusiastic about that one. Top Democrats were pushing to come back to Capitol Hill early to get something passed, but McConnell said this should not be rushed and it needs more discussion. Still, NBC News reports McConnell's openness to the idea of passing stricter gun laws is a fairly big change. He's pushed back on most gun legislation in the past. And earlier this week, The Washington Post reports President Trump also signaled that he'd be open to expanded background checks for guns, though the National Rifle Association, or NRA, told Trump it's not a good idea. And critics on the other side of the issue say he's all talk. So I guess we'll see what, if anything, happens when Congress returns in September. The White House has invited big tech companies to Capitol Hill for a meeting today. Think Facebook, Google, Twitter, Reddit, and Microsoft. The topic of conversation? The rise of violence and online extremism. The Washington Post reports the meeting is set to happen in private, so no cameras, and it's set to address how the companies spot and remove extremist posts online. Some say those types of photos and videos can lead to real-world violence. So far, the companies are not saying anything about this or even confirming this meeting, and it's not clear if the president himself will be there. Also from Capitol Hill, President Trump announced his new pick to be the country's top counterterrorism official. The AP reports he'll name Joseph McGuire as the acting director of national intelligence. McGuire is a retired Navy admiral. It's a change from Trump's original plan to nominate Representative John Ratcliffe. That choice got criticism from both parties for his lack of experience. A new United Nations report found people are using the world's land and water resources at a, quote, unprecedented rate, which could make food harder to come by in the future. More than 100 experts from more than 50 countries put this report together. NPR says they found 500 million people are already living in places that are turning into deserts, and soil is being lost between 10 and 100 times faster than it's forming. And yes, they say climate change is making it worse with flooding, droughts, and extreme weather. But there is hope, a way to fix the potential food crisis. The report offers ideas like wasting less food and making changes to how food is produced, like with better soil management. And also the report says, eat less meat. Right now, growing grain for animals takes up a lot of land, which can lead to clearing forests, and it also contributes to climate change. The world's largest annual gathering of Muslims starts today. Millions of people will take part in the Hajj. It's an annual pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia. CNN says performing the Hajj is one of the five pillars of Islam. Every Muslim who is able is supposed to make the journey to the holy city at least one time in their lives. And then as that comes to a close on Sunday, it's the major Islamic holy day, Eid al-Adha. It means the Feast of Sacrifice, and it goes through the 15th. All right, we have much more news still ahead for you, but let's take a quick break right now to thank this week's sponsor, MM LaFleur. I know a lot of us are very busy. We have a lot going on. And this is a company that really tries to make your life easier. MM LaFleur offers machine washable and wrinkle resistant fabrics, adjustable hems, roomy pockets, and so much more. Yet the clothes are still stylish and professional. And each item is designed with versatility in mind, so you get the most out of each outfit. One of their recent blog posts is one top, five different ways. I love having those options because I don't want to waste time standing in my closet wondering what to wear when I'm in a hurry because I only have a few pieces. And right now, new customers can get $25 toward their first purchase with the code NEWSWORTHY. So check it out or tell the women in your life. Just visit mmlafleur.com/newsworthy for more details and to redeem this gift. That's mmlafleur.com/newsworthy. And you can also find that link in today's show notes. Now back to the news. If you build it, they will come. You know the famous field in Iowa where the 1989 movie Field of Dreams was filmed? Well, there will now be an actual Major League Baseball game there for the very first time. The game will be between the New York Yankees and Chicago White Sox. The league is building a temporary 8,000-seat stadium for this game, with construction starting now. ESPN says a pathway is being built through the cornfield that will take fans to the stadium. And it will overlook the spot where Kevin Costner's character heard that famous phrase, "If you build it, he will come." It'll be the first ever Major League game in Iowa, and it's happening next August. Well, Uber lost $5 billion over the last 3 months, as in the company's largest loss ever. The Wall Street Journal reports Uber is likely struggling for a few reasons, including more competition around the world. But analysts say this loss was actually expected because of the IPO. In other words, there are routine costs that come along when a company goes public. Most expect Uber to keep losing money for a while, although the company is growing. Uber bookings have apparently gone up 30%, and other parts of the business, like Uber Eats, are growing quickly. More sidewalk robots could be coming. The food delivery company Postmates is expected to get the first-ever permit to allow robots to roam in the city of San Francisco. The permit would allow the company to test up to 3 autonomous delivery devices for at least a few months. In Gadget Reports, the Postmates robot is called Serve, and each one has a help button, touchscreen, and video chat display for customers to use. It sort of looks like a large cooler on wheels or enclosed shopping cart. It can carry up to 50 pounds, and the plan is for it to deliver food to homes and offices. And remember, Amazon recently deployed some robots on wheels for delivery in Southern California in a pretty similar test. The permit for Postmates, though, is still in the works, but it seems this could be the future of delivery. Google Maps is rolling out a new feature in the hopes of making walking around a new city a little easier. TechCrunch reports it's called Live View. It's basically walking directions, but with augmented reality. The feature works where Street View is available. So to use it, you open the Google Maps app, click Walking, and then navigate to Live View. It uses GPS, the phone's camera, and compass data to find out exactly where you are and how to get you where you're headed. Then it will lead you there with arrows and big street markers that look like they're right in front of you when you hold up your phone. It's available on Apple and Android phones that support augmented reality. It's been 25 years now since the popular sitcom Friends first came to the small screen. And now LEGO is celebrating with a Friends LEGO set. USA Today reports the set is a mini recreation of Central Perk, the coffee shop from the show. The LEGO set includes the famous orange couch, mini characters, Ross, Rachel, Chandler, Monica, Joey, and Phoebe, and also a lot of other things because there's 1,000 pieces, like a coffee machine, menu board, and 2 TV studio light rigs. You can buy the set online and in LEGO stores starting September 1st. It will cost about $60. By the way, in the past, LEGO has also put out Stranger Things, Harry Potter, and Star Wars sets. And that's it for the news today. But before you go, I have 2 listener shout-outs. First, happy birthday weekend to Katie Corey from Oakland, California. Thank you for being a loyal listener, and I hope you have a wonderful birthday. Second, congratulations to Nita Jane and David Brandt. You both won the giveaway for voting for the Newsworthy in the People's Choice Podcast Awards. I will be following up with you today to send you your Amazon gift cards. And thank you to everyone who took time to vote and support the show. I am truly grateful. And if you did not win this time, do not worry. We have 2 more giveaways coming up over the next month and a half, so stay tuned for all those details. And in fact, Newsworthy Insiders, you'll be the first to know with a couple of extra benefits. All right. Thank you so much for listening today. And as always, if you want to read more about any of the stories we mentioned, look for the links and sources in your podcast app or over on thenewsworthy.com. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.